It has been an intense first year in office for King County Councilmember Gamai Zahalai. The 33-year-old represents District 2, which encompasses some of Seattle's most racially and economically diverse neighborhoods, as well as the unincorporated community of Skyway. I caught up with Zahalai over Zoom to talk about his extraordinary first year and moving to Skyway from South Seattle as a kid.
You know, we had no community centers. We had nowhere to hang out after school. We had one bus line near my house that came super infrequently. And when I reflect back on my childhood, that was probably the most damaging time of my life in terms of just the emotional impact that it had on my siblings and I. And now that I'm an elected official, I see the true story about what's going on there and how these arbitrary legal lines really impact people's lives, especially when you consider the fact that King County, in past iterations of our leadership, we have had a policy of incentivizing this area to annex into a neighboring city like Renton by disinvesting in it. Well, when you disinvest in the area that has the highest proportion of Black people, that has 70% people of color, that is textbook definition of systemic racism. And we see the real consequences of that policy. Skyway has a area median income that's far lower than neighboring Seattle. They have a childhood poverty rate that's three times as high as the countywide average. So we got into this office and we said, we're gonna make a difference here. And this is going to be our top priority.
With everything that has happened this year, a lot of people are talking and thinking about leadership, and communities across the region are expecting new mayors or new police chiefs or new public health officials even in 2021. I'm specifically talking about Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan announcing she won't run for re-election. Seattle School Superintendent Denise Juneau will not seek an extension of her contract. Police Chief Carmen Best announcing her retirement in Seattle. Just wondering, you know, has your idea of leadership changed or evolved since taking office?
It has, just because of the way that 2020 has exposed how flawed our systems are. There's a common thread through each one of these big bad events that have happened in 2020, and that is that generations of unjust and unsustainable policies have intersected in one year in a very visible way to harm vulnerable communities in a big, big way. And so my definition of leadership has changed, because we need somebody who's not going to lead in the same style that has worked in the past. The same policies that have worked in the past will not work in 2020 and beyond.
Are there specific struggles that come with navigating a leadership role as a young Black man like yourself?
Absolutely. You know, I'm the only Black county council member in the state of Washington. And up until just last month, I was the only person of color on any county council in the whole state of Washington. And that comes with a lot of responsibilities, namely in that people in the state don't see me as being restricted just to my district. If you ask my team, we get emails from people outside of our King County District too, outside of King County, even outside of Washington State, even people reach out and say, we need help with this, we need help with that. You're somebody who we can relate to and who we can trust. And there aren't very many others in a position like that.
One of the things that was historic about your election was that you defeated longtime incumbent Larry Gossett, who was also a civil rights icon in King County. And there was a sense that when you won, there was going to be a passing of the torch. Are you feeling a responsibility to build on that legacy or just push beyond it and create your own path?
I 100% feel pressure, because you can't win an election against Councilmember Gossett and not live up to everything he's done and build on that in a big way. So if I were to win this election and suddenly, you know, flame out or not be a champion for civil rights and human rights and equity, and especially Black people in our district, that would be a huge problem and a huge failing on my part.
Have you sought advice from him? Are you all in contact at all?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like we're going to be tied for the rest of our lives. They often get us on panels and interviews and things like that together. Sometimes I'll call him up to get advice. He's definitely been a mentor and somebody who I lean on through hard times in this job.
He definitely has played a key role in King County's past. And I wanted to wrap up our conversation looking ahead to the future. You posted on Twitter about a recent Zoom meeting you had, saying it was your favorite meeting as a council member so far. Can you tell us about that?
It was absolutely my favorite meeting. I had a meeting with a fifth grade class at Bailey Gatzer Elementary, which also happens to be the elementary school that I graduated from. And I got to speak to them and ask them questions like, what do you wish were better in 2020? What would make your life better in 2020? And of course, in true fifth grader fashion, their answers were, can you bring back Toys R Us? hey, when my parents buy me an iPhone, why do I still have to pay for apps? All apps should be free. Can you as a council member make that change? And so after I finished dying of laughter, I asked them, you know, to tell me some other stuff, maybe stuff that's more in line with things that I can do. And then the brilliance, of course, just radiated out. They talked about public safety. They talked about affordable housing, police violence. And I was shocked. They even talked about our tax structure.
Did they give you any directives or marching orders?
So one thing that they said is that poor people should not pay as much in taxes as rich people do. And I was like, this year, you've just highlighted the main debate in Washington State for the past 100 years. And you understand that concept already. So unfortunately, the King County Council doesn't have the authority to do progressive taxation, but that's something that we advocate for at the state level every day. We've gone down to Olympia to advocate for that. We've signed letters. We're in touch with our state delegation. And so I got my marching orders from the elementary school students, and I'll keep it going.
King County Councilmember Gramai Zahalai represents District 2, which covers most of eastern Seattle as well as Skyway. That unincorporated district has been a focal point in his first year, and Zahalai points to several victories in next year's budget, including seed money for a new community center, increased metro transit service, and $5 million for affordable housing.